Thank you, Karen. That was very welcoming, and thank you. Yeah. Karen, I guess Amma as well, but I know Karen has put a lot of energy into organizing this. And I know how much work it is, and you've done it a lot of work, so thank you. Just really appreciate that. It's a lot of organizing, a lot of organizing. So if you feel comfortable, let's move our chair in a bit so we're a little bit closer. Yep. Structure affects energy, right? Yeah. Make sure you can see everyone? Yeah, good. Because I'm British and we like being close and we like to show our feelings. I'm being recorded here. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I have planned this talk in detail. No. The headless way is so astonishingly simple. So we start with the experience, which is you cannot see your head. See, can't see your head. And you can't see your head above your body. And at least I can't see mine. And instead I see you, and I see the room, and everything going on. And I'm sure that's the same for you. Is it the same? Yes? Because it is so simple and accessible that you might be forgiven for saying, well, what are we going to do if we start with it? You see, what are we going to do? What next in our lives if we discover that this is given in its fullness, yes, I say. And we find out. But one of the things that I am very interested in is getting this awareness out into society. Yeah. And we are a little society for these few days. See, we're a little community. So hold your hands out like this, and you just see your hands there and your arms, see, and you're just looking ahead. Now bring your hands slowly past your head, but watch what happens. They get bigger, they get bigger. And then at some point they get very wide apart, as wide as the room. And then keep going and see that your fingers start to disappear. Keep going and put your hands into the great emptiness. And you've got sensations, but no form of hands. And now bring them forward like a child. Watch them emerge magically at the edge there. Out of the source, the origin, your nature. How simple is that? That is fast track. Say, I would like to discover my true nature, please. How long have you got? Oh, I think about a minute. Oh, easy, easy. 30 seconds. Hold your hand out. See? And you just bring it back. You know where it, you know where now. You just, it doesn't hurt. Your hand disappears into the great void. See? You don't have to feel anything particular. You don't have to think anything. You don't have to understand anything. Now you bring them forward. Out, magic, magic. Light, easy. Point at the floor, you're directing your attention. You see the floor. Point at your knee. You see your body there. Now point where others see your head. I find nothing. This is genius, absolute genius. Now point out with the other hand, two-way attention, two-way pointing, provisional, indicates the space and what is in the space. Yeah. What we have here is the opportunity during these few days to share our different responses to this. Because everybody here, I think, will be thinking and feeling something different. See? And this is the joy of a community where this is acknowledged. Because we can hear the different responses and learn from them and enjoy them. See? So this is where this is a model, a diagram of a teacher and students. So if you want to learn gardening, you go to a gardener. If you want to learn any skill, you go to the teacher, and you're a student, and you look to the teacher, not to the other students, because they don't know nothing. See? Hierarchical, unicentered, see? Appropriate. For every subject except one. Because this subject, the subject, has no content. There's nothing more to see. You can't see more of nothing. Is that true? Is that true? Yes?
Yes.
Yes? I'm going to be inviting you to respond all week. See? Because I'm jumping about a bit, but they say if you want to learn, then teach. If you want to learn, communicate. If you say, well, I don't know what I think, open your mouth and find out. Because I don't know what I'm going to say now, but I've got a general feeling. But if I want to find out, I better just invite through communication. See? And you'll be responding to what I'm saying, and you may not really know what you're thinking until you start to tell me, right? So I will be encouraging you, trying to make you feel at ease, relaxed, because there's nothing you, as Karen said, there's nothing anyone has to do here. It's totally, you know, of course, of course. But if we feel comfortable to just do experiment, explore. Life is an adventure. See, great adventure. And so you cannot see your head. I can't see anything here. See, agreed? So there's nothing more to learn there, is there? Would you agree? Yes? Mm-hmm. Say it, yes.
Yes.
Because the more we admit this in public, our true nature, so come on to the tiger, you see, the tiger. Tiger in a minute, yeah. Then the more that we all grow, and we, the more we normalize this in society, enlightenment is only enlightenment if it includes everyone. Seeing who you really are is seeing you include everyone. You cannot do it on your own, because the nature of it is I am space for everything. So anyway, I say at least enough. If you want to learn a skill, go to a teacher, except for the one subject. As soon as the teacher has shown you your true nature, you're good to go, right? Good to go, because nothing more to learn. And then we add this to reflect this situation, which is that this represents the fact that everyone has equal access to their true nature. Everybody has a different response to their true nature. This is unicentered, this is multi-centered. See? This is non-hierarchical. Yeah. They both are important, but for this subject that we are exploring here, this is, yeah. I will talk about the tiger, since we've got these beautiful friends from Korea, come all the way from Korea just for this gathering. I think that wonderful, wonderful. See. You know, there was a Persian poet called Rumi. Do you know Rumi in Korea? Jalaluddin Rumi? So he, Douglas Harding found this quotation. He said, this guy was saying, he said, someone who had discovered his true nature, and he walked from Hind to Sindh. I think that's a long way, right? He walked right across Persia, and he had iron soles on his shoes, and he wore them out. He walked so far, looking for one other person who is aware of their true nature. And here we are. Through the headless way, we've all got access. This is highly unusual in history. And Rumi himself, he had his great transformation when this wild dervish saint came out of the desert and he met him, Shams of Tabriz. See, he met another person who was aware of this. Really unusual. And here we are. Here we are. See. So I will tell you the tiger story. So we say that, do you know the image of the elephant in the room? An elephant in the room is a big problem in your relationship, your family or at work. It's a big problem and no one's talking about it. We call it the elephant in the room. It's so big, you can't even see the... If you imagine an elephant sitting in the middle, you wouldn't be able to... Hello? So, the idea of the elephant in the room is that although it's difficult, it's good to talk about the problem. It represents a problem, big problem, that no one is talking about. see. So it gets in the way. You can't even see the people. It saps your energy. It takes all your energy. Yeah. So the idea is that although it, you avoid it because it's going to be difficult to talk about, it's going to be better on the other side. Once you've got that out of the way, it frees up energy. The tiger in the room, the tiger is your true nature. It's a metaphor, it's your true nature. And it's a great image for it because it's powerful, beautiful, it's wild. It's not going to do what you want it to do, you see. And we're not talking about it. Society's not talking about this, not acknowledging it. And it's unlike the elephant. The elephant's a problem. This is just a fantastic thing. It's the most beautiful, wonderful thing. And society is not talking about it, is unaware of it. And when we start to acknowledge it in society, it will release energy. It will be, it won't make utopia. It's very powerful. If you have lived with your true nature for just a little while, I think you'll know there's nothing like it. It's totally on your side. Totally on your side. It will nourish you every second. It is nourishing you. It's trying its best. I'd rather not talk about the tiger, thank you very much. So, why I'm saying this here is that we are experimenting. As I say, it's unusual to have a group where everyone is aware of having access to their true nature, see. And what is possible here is that we gradually, I hope, feel more at ease communicating about it. Because if you want to learn, teach. If you want to grow, participate. See. So I'm going to be very interested in your responses. My responses, your responses. I'm going to be encouraging you to take baby steps, because we're not used to it. We're not used to talking about this, acknowledging it. But the more that we acknowledge it in very simple ways, you see, the more we discover it. See, if I say, I don't see my face now, instead I see yours, and I call it face to no face, do you understand? Understand? Do you understand?
Yes.
Because the normal communication that we have confirms I'm behind a face, you're behind a face. We are face to face. We are separate. That's the normal social agreement. We need that. That's important, very important. But now we add into it this discovery. See, you're the one in the circle that you can't see your own head. You see everyone else's true.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. You see, it's that casual. It's that easy. It's that normal. You see, it doesn't mean you go wow or have an enlightenment experience or anything. It can be so non-event, and that's the beauty of it almost. Yeah. So when I start to say to you now, I don't see Richard here, I see you. I am space for you. It's face to no face. I am affirming this in public. See, every time I do it, I kind of grow a bit. You understand, Karen?
Yeah.
So, for example, now you just say to the group, if you like, I'm space for all of you, I have your faces, yeah?
Yeah, there's no face here, no Karen here. Instead, I see all your wonderful faces, and it's a good trait.
Good trait, yeah. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes.
Put your hand up if you do understand. You don't have to put your hand up. If you, do you understand? Yeah. You can't see your own head, instead you see the others. That is a non-verbal experience.
Excuse me. Beg your pardon again, please. Your answer.
Your answer. Repeat what you said.
I said, I don't see my face. I don't see Karin here. But instead, I see all your faces. All your faces. Yeah. And I said, it's a good trait. I'd rather have your faces here than my own. It's lovely. It's lovely.
And it's the way it's given anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No don't have a choice. Yeah.
No choice.
So now we, when you hear Karen describing, we're normalizing it. Just as we haven't been talking about the elephant in the room, we haven't been talking about the tiger in the room, but it's not difficult. And this few days is if you want, an opportunity to start to feel your way about acknowledging it. See, acknowledging it. The face to no face experience. See, it is a nonverbal experience. That I'm using words or gestures to point to. And if someone, you will find this, someone will have a response to this, and you go, gosh, I don't feel that. See? Well, good. You see, you have your own response, right?
Yes.
Now, are you space for everyone here?
Yes.
That is a profound thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a profound thing to say. It's simple. Profound is simple. Simple is profound. Are you space for everyone here? Does that, do those words fit, or would you choose different words?
Open space.
Open space. It is powerful, I find, to hear it. It affirms that. It affirms that. Yeah. And there are a thousand, countless ways of describing this. Yeah. In terms of being face, no face, or space for people, how would you, a sentence or two?
So I'm the formless space that takes the form of all these people.
You see, no one but could have said it just like that. Say it one more time. It's beautiful.
So I am the formless space that takes the form of all these people.
And is that a cool thing?
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Because everyone has a different voice. So you could say the one became many to celebrate itself, see, to talk about itself.
At this moment, I would say I am all open, wide open, and in this openness here are you all in this building and everything, but I can see at this moment.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Different, you see. And even if we say the same words, it's a different tone of voice. This is the tiger. And the experiments are ways of directing attention. And we look out, and the experiments are for bringing in this direction, which is empty, formless, space. So, just to illustrate that, if we all point at the floor, you see, that's out. You point at your knee again, that's still out. Point back at your head, we call that in. And there's nothing here. Now use the other finger. So there's a very easy way of referencing, of pointing to, of communicating about. So if I did this, now you know, well, no, what I'm referring to, right? Easy. Or if I do this, you know.
I have a question.
Yes.
When I do that, I see my nose.
Yeah. And
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I see the space behind, but I see also my nose. And
sometimes. What is your nose attached to? Can you see anything there?
No, I don't see it. But yeah.
It's a very good question. But if we all close our eye, one eye, and look at our nose, I find it's huge. It goes from the ceiling to the floor, and it just fades out. It's not attached to. And now, if I close the other eye, switch eyes, there's one on the other side. But it kind of goes dark and then fades out at the edge. Is yours like that?
Yes, it's like kind of black as
well. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, let's stand up in a circle. And where we'll do this is you just move in. So you just want to be as close in as you can. Because we want a smaller circle as possible. That's it. Yep, all right. So we call this the no-head circle. And if you look down at your own body, you'll see your legs and body, but I don't see my head above my body, so I guess you're the same. Agreed?
Yes.
Good, good. You're learning. That's great. You're a fast learning group here. That's good. So I could say my body disappears into the space at the top, or it comes out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good, very good. Okay, now you look down at the floor in the middle, and we're quite a big circle, but anyway, you can see the circle of feet and the circle of bodies, and they all fade out around waist or chest level, into the same space at the top as your body goes into, I say, mine anyway. This is why we call it a no-head circle, because as you look down, unless you're really tall, I suppose, you don't see people's heads. The bodies are headless, and they all disappear into one space at the top. And this space doesn't have anyone's name on it, it doesn't have a kind of, it's not divided up. All the bodies come out of this one space. Do you understand my meaning here?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So down there we're many, at the top we're one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
We're ready, I think.
Can go
home.
Down there we're many, at the top we're one. So just be aware, you know, down there, all these different bodies, we're different, we're separate, we're distinct. But at the top, where your body goes and the others, is this wide open, they call it the sky, you know, but it's not blue or cloudy, it's just clean and clear and broad and big. And that's the sky of your true nature. So the tiger is called the sky as well. Got many, many, many names. And that sky is boundless and clear. And there's all these bodies coming out of it at the moment. Now, I've articulated that, and you may not be used to talking about this, you know, say in this context. But here's a phrase that you might think, down there we're many, at the top we're one. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. So now we experiment. Someone else say that phrase, because the more voices, if that fits for you, you say
yes.
That.
Yes, down we were many, and at the top we were one.
Someone else?
Can do.
Yep.
Down there we are many, and on the top we are one.
This is an amazing thing to say. This is amazing. I mean, if you agree that that is true, that's what you can see, that all the bodies actually do come out of this boundless consciousness, and you're aware of it, and we're all aware of it, that is revolutionary. That's a game changer in society. It's not small, it's huge, I say. Or another one, was someone going to say something then?
Yeah, I wanted to say, down there it's this immense variety. Mm-hmm. And here, I can't even say it's the same, it's all, there's no variety.
Yes, yes. They fit together well, don't they? That variety and this sameness.
Yes.
The many and the one. Because we're many. And I think it's no mistake that the one has become many. So it can speak in different voices. So someone else, I mean, it might be that this space at the top is boundless. Or this space at the top was never born. All you guys down there, you were born, but the space at the top, unborn, undying. Someone else want to add to that or repeat that? Please.
Here down there is variety, and at the top there ain't no variety.
There ain't no variety. True, you see. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes. Because the more that we start to admit it in public, the more we raise consciousness in society that is simple and true, it's true, it's not a game, it's not a trick, I say. It's acknowledging the truth. Someone else acknowledge the truth about this?
Let me try. Down there, I see feet and many things and shapes and up here it's transparent.
Up here is what?
Transparent.
Transparent. You see, a new word now.
It also feels a bit like being a mirror. It's mirroring it back.
Say more, like a mirror?
Mirroring all the objects.
The transparency is like a mirror.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go, you see, now we're starting to jam. Okay, let's sit down. Let's just pause for a moment. Yeah. We've done the pointing. The point, as I say, the experiments have different uses. And one is just to point out your true nature to someone else or to yourself. But when you've done it, in a way you don't need to do it again. Now you know where your true nature is, right? So why would you do it again? Because in the present moment, it directs your attention again, see, and it is something that at least I am interested in exploring these few days is what is it like to be with others who are acknowledging their access to their true nature. What is it like? Well, we're finding out. See, we're finding out. And one of the things that is often said is that it is infectious. So very briefly, when you're a baby, you're headless. You have no idea about what you look like. See, pre-verbal. And if you're with a baby, that headless baby's state of mind is very infectious. Right? You love it, you know, it kind of gives you permission to be headless without even knowing it. Because it just, you see, just. And so you kind of, you know, the baby's looking and you just get the permission to look back in the same way, like headless way, right? You see. So you can see that that is infectious. Then what happens is you get feedback and you're told what you are. And you look in the mirror and they tell you that that is what you are. And that feedback is 24/7. See, that you've got a head above you. You can't see it, but you've got one. Trust us, we know. Right? You see? And by the time you're a young adult, you're totally convinced you have a head, you're behind a face, you're separate, you have a name. Of course, you really need to know that to function. But that demonstrates again how infectious it is. Because the consciousness in society is everyone's looking at you so you feel looked at. Right? Self-consciousness. I look at you, you feel looked at. There's the transmission. I am non-verbally telling you, you are what you look like. And you feel it, right? You see. You're doing it back to me now. So in this room, I imagine you're all self-conscious to a degree, because everyone's looking, you see. And if someone looks at you, if I look at you, you feel looked at. That is transmission of your separateness. Really need it, really important. And you give as good as you get. So you're looking at me, I feel looked at, but I'm looking back, do you feel looked at? Yeah, you see? There you go, you see. And you can't, you need that to be able to function, you see. Now, if it gets really bad, it can get in the way of living. And I've been there, you know, I know what that's like. But there's transmission, see, of separateness. Now when we move on, see, you've got baby, see, then the adult, so headless, then headed. Now we move on, keep that self-consciousness, because you need that to function, but now you add into it the original openness. And this is what will be very interested in your experience over these few days. Because when I look at you now, and I'm aware it's face to no face, and I'm wide open for you, and there's nothing here, you see, and you're kind of looking back into nothing. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Right? Now, do you get the same the other way around?
You mean if I look back?
You don't see your head.
No.
Right? And now that I have put into words the fact that probably, I imagine, my eyes don't land anywhere there. There's just wide open, vast open space, right?
From this side, you're looking at nothing.
Yeah, there you go. So now we don't even really have to use the words, do we? It's just happening, yes. You see. I call it the seeing gaze. The baby has got the seeing gaze without knowing it, see? The adult's got the self-conscious gaze. Because you give as good as you get. It's two-way, always two-way. Then the seer, you still have that self-consciousness. So if you feel self-conscious, you're not doing anything wrong, right? It's not getting rid of that, but it's adding on to it this very freeing transmission. It, when you say transmission, it sounds like something really, it's just normal. Because you've been doing it as a baby, you're doing it as a child, you're doing it as an adult, now you can add on to it as a seer. So when I look at you, then even if we were talking about football, we'd be still aware of being face, no face, wouldn't we? Because it's in our relationship. You see, it's in that we've admitted it. So now whenever we look at each other, that's going on, right? You see, that is a game changer. That's a total game changer. Transmission is really infectious. And people, you know, it's not an intrusive thing, like, you know, it's just a totally natural, like with a baby, you see. But this is very encouraging, because the transmission of your true nature is that easy and that infectious, you see. And we only need to name it in a way, right? We only need to talk about the tiger in the room. We start to release its power, its love, and its security, and its beauty, and its safety, and its ordinariness, and its functionality. It works. Yes? Mm-hmm. Now you see, I love this, doing this, you know, because I'm kind of, it's as if I'm plugging in all over the place, you know, because as soon as
But I was wondering, because we are no face to face.
Yes.
But there is no face.
Yes.
So it's no face to no face.
Yes, a good way of putting it. A good way of putting it. There are a thousand ways, you see. But now, because we're kind of acknowledging it, now the words are superficial in a way, aren't they? But we're kind of discovering what happens if we acknowledge this with each other, you see, as a thing going on. As in fact, you can't stop it in a way. When it's part of our relationship, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that is a brilliant thing to say. It's part of our relationship, this understanding or recognition or acknowledgement, and it's not complicated. Utterly simple. Yeah.
That's also, I never understood in the beginning why Douglas called everybody friends. I thought, well, that's a bit over the top. But now I do understand, because once we have this relationship that we both know our true nature, and we have talked about it and shared it, that's the best friends you can get.
Separation is gone.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, you do not need the other person's permission. We're not in a group here where we're all going to agree that, you know, there is that. But a friend of mine, his wife didn't really go for the seeing, right? She wasn't really interested in it. And he probably talked about it too much, so she said, don't talk about it. I don't want to hear it, right? I don't want to hear it. See, she didn't want to hear it. All right, okay. I mean, every so often she'd look at him and say, you're doing it, aren't you? And I think, what you mean, loving you? So you don't need the person's permission. I will stop before midnight. I know some of you are tired, but it is, I think, really interesting when you are with someone who does not show any interest in it and who's not interested in it, and you don't even go there. And let's say it might be someone, you know, on the bus or on the train or, you know, who is being difficult. Well, it is really interesting to bring the seeing gaze in. And someone recently said to me, well, it's all very well in a nice cozy group like this where everyone agrees, you know, but what about the big bad world out there? Take it out. See, take it out with you and find out if it works. It does, I say it does. But it is special to have these few days with people who are open to this. See, I'm very careful to, I think, not to define us too much, because each person will have a different reaction. And you might find yourself feeling resistant. I don't know. With me, that's fine. They're normal, you see. But having said that, we're all here for this. And it is interesting, to say the least, to be with others who are open to exploring this. So I would be interested, if you don't mind going on for another half hour, are you okay with something like that? So I would be interested just to go around and say our name and say a sentence or two about what it's like to be here or why we came here. This is partly just so we hear your name and your voice, because these gatherings are highly social, and it's an opportunity to make some friends, hopefully, meet others, see? And we just start the ball rolling. So I know I've been talking, I'm just introducing what we're doing here. A couple of sentences or so, just... Every so often we will pause throughout the few days, we'll just pause and good thing. And tomorrow I've got this Polaroid camera.
Oh, no.
And if you're willing, I take everyone's photo and we put it on the board and you write your name under it. And it's a way of just learning each other's name and having an image for the whole group in our consciousness. So we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah. Why am I here? Well, one answer is I will find out, right? I feel the tremendous power of the Headless Way. And so I am playing my part in giving birth to what I call a seeing society, where this is normal, where it is acknowledged. Not everybody will be interested, but it will be accepted that everyone has access, see? And I don't know if I can communicate this, but I've been reading Douglas Harding's great book, The Hierarchy of Heaven and Earth. And something came clearer to me. Is obviously we look out into the world from the nothing. Nothing, actually, from this eternal beauty, this eternal source, this origin, nothing. All right, nothing but the one, you know, tremendous. You know, let's use all the praiseworthy words for it. Why not, you know? And I understood something recently, is that this might reflect, here there's no time, but there's time. And the time there, and I don't, you know, it would probably take you reading the hierarchy to understand what I'm going to say, but anyway, is it is flowing from the past to the future. And this is now, embracing that flow. And what it means to me is that we're going somewhere. It's not static. I mean, always changing. It's gone before you know it. But it's going somewhere. It's the future. From the past to the future. See, everybody here has got a past and a future. This gathering's got a past and a future. See, and the future's real. And there's no beginning to that. Where did it begin? It didn't begin with the gathering. Didn't begin with leaving London, didn't begin with when I was born, you know, where's it going? It's not going to end at the gathering, is it? Life, see. And suddenly I feel like I'm looking out on this tremendous river. Not my life, it's the one, and it's huge. And it has just immense power, and there's nothing stopping it, see. And it's coming from somewhere, and it's going somewhere. And I'm looking out into that, or swimming in that, or witnessing it flowing through like the Amazon, you know, in this stillness, in this timeless space. And I am convinced that these experiments are dynamite. If we want the world to change, if we want to save our species, save life, protect the, you know, we need something radical. Because, I mean, you see how slow change is, you know, and we need something different from the old. We need something that is accessible to everyone, that is basically free, that doesn't demand a dogma, that frees people to express it in their own way, that respects others, that recognizes each of us here as the one. That's a game changer. Face to no face is namaste, is recognizing you're the one. You're in me. I'm in you. Game changer. Not a game. It's not a trick. It's not just a nice thing to say. It's true. And it's accessible. And every so often in history, something turns up like this that is new. See, it's not the first time. Things have come along, you see. But I am convinced that this is one of those moments, see. Because I see it working. Here we are. I see it working. This is not historically the norm. See? And if we can do it, anyone can do it. And we are doing it. And it's not getting high, it's really, you know, it's the valley, it's the ground, see. So, I am honored to be part of this, yeah. So let's stand in the circle again. And get as close as you can. See, but make sure it's a circle so you can see everyone. And come in a little bit there. Yep. All right. Okay. So another image for this. Well, one is the no head circle, and no head, obviously. You look down, you don't see the head. At the top, it's just open. And another image for this pattern is a temple. And it's sort of roundish temple. And the floor is, you know, the ground. And the bodies are like columns, or the walls, round wall of the temple. But this, as you look down, this temple has no roof. And instead, you've just got this vast, clear sky. So the roof has been blown off. And there's a pop song you might know called Happiness, and Pharrell Williams. And one of the lines is, happiness is a room without a roof. And there it is. And you are that sky, and all the columns, and the ground, and everything. So rest well, and see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
Mine's a gift.
Pardon? Mind the gap.